Watson desperately wants to believe the best about the woman who so captivates him and to attribute anything unfavorable about her to less than favorable circumstances. His undisciplined mind proceeds to violate each of Holmes's rules for proper reasoning and perception. From making an exception, to allowing an emotion, to failing altogether to attain that cold impartiality that Holmes makes his mantra. From the very start, Watson is predisposed to think well of their guest. After all, he is already in a relaxed, happy mood, bantering in typical fashion with his detective flatmate. And rightly or wrongly, that mood will spill over into his judgment. It's called the affect heuristic. How we feel is how we think. A happy and relaxed state makes for a more accepting and less guarded worldview. Before Watson even knows that someone is soon to arrive, he is already set to like the visitor. And once the visitor enters, it's just like that party. When we see a stranger, our mind experiences a predictable pattern of activation, which has been predetermined by our past experiences and our current goals, which includes our motivation and state of being. When Miss Mary Morstan enters 221B Baker Street, Watson sees a blonde young lady, small, dainty, well-gloved, and dressed in the most perfect taste. There was, however, a plainness and simplicity about her costume which bore with it a suggestion of limited means. Right away, the image stirs up memories in his head of other young, dainty blondes Watson has known, but not frivolous ones, mind you, ones who are plain and simple and undemanding, who do not throw their beauty in your face, but smooth it over with a dress that is somber beige, untrimmed and unbraided. And so, Mary's expression becomes sweet and amiable. Her large blue eyes were singularly spiritual and sympathetic. Watson concludes his opening paean with the words, "In an experience of women which extends over many nations and three separate continents, I have never looked upon a face which gave a clearer promise of a refined and sensitive nature." Right away, the good doctor has jumped from a color of hair and complexion and a style of dress to a far more reaching character judgment. Mary's appearance suggests simplicity.